This weekend's concert promises to be an evening of spectacular storytelling combined with visual art. Omaha Symphony conductor Ankush Kumar Behel says the musical storytelling begins with one of the greatest tone poems in the classical repertoire.
We're opening with Don Juan, which is a phenomenal orchestral showpiece that tells the story of Don Juan or Don Giovanni. And this is one of the amazing stories and episodes and chronicles of the life of Don Juan in a 20-something minute tone poem, that something that only Strauss could write. He's just an amazing orchestrator, a phenomenal storyteller through music, and Don Juan is no exception.
Don Juan is followed by Rayfon Williams' famous tone poem, The Lark Ascending, and Béla Bartók's Rhapsody No. 1. Maestro Behel says both of those works are marvelous vehicles for the talents of the symphony's concertmaster, Susanna Perry Gilmore, who is front and center in this program. It's in the concert's second half where music and art combine to tell a story together. The orchestra plays the 4C interludes and Passacaglia from Benjamin Britten's landmark opera Peter Grimes. They begin with a companion piece commissioned by the orchestra as a prelude to Britten's 4C interludes. Matthew First, who composed it, explains how his composition piece relates to the opera's music.
It's a piece that's written specifically with another piece of music in mind to work in combination with this other piece of music. So for example, with this piece, the prelude for Britten to Britten's 4C interludes, I took some material from the Storm movement and incorporated that through my own musical language and thought about how the piece begins and kind of structured the piece and shaped the piece so that a lot of the musical decisions that were made with the Britten music in mind, and even incorporate some of the music into this piece.
Britten's hauntingly beautiful 4C interludes and Passacaglia quickly follow. As the orchestra plays, the audience will experience beautiful artistic effects in the concert hall created by theatrical artist Doug Fitch. Fitch says his challenge was to create art that does not distract from the music, but enhances it.
I'm trying to make something that isn't so distracting, but is taking that music and sort of harmonizing with it with lighting and shadow. For me, I've been thinking of it as a concert of light and shadow.
Fitch's beautiful display of color, light, and shadows includes a series of banners hanging in the expanse above the orchestra on stage. Lights create an ethereal dance of light and shadow on the orchestra below.
We're hanging a number of really large banners of a sort of shimmery, translucent, silvery fabric above the orchestra. And these banners take light very beautifully. And so we're hitting it with a barrage of different kinds of lighting. So when you put light on one of these banners, it hits it, and then it passes through and goes on to the next banner, and it passes through and it goes on to the next banner. And as this happens, the lights start to blend, and the colors blend.
The result is a bold, colorful, theatrical accompaniment to Britten's musical Pictures of the Sea. Maestro Behel says Doug Fitch's visual artistry enhances the enjoyment of Benjamin Britten's great music.
Not only is one of my favorite pieces of music, I'm going to be partnering with a wonderful creative person in Doug Fitch, and it's not to be missed. It's going to be an in-concert visual experience with one of the best pieces of music written, along with a really unique, first time ever in Omaha, first time ever in the world, visual treatment of these pieces.
KVNO will broadcast the entire concert live tomorrow night, with the concert pre-show beginning at 7:25 and several backstage interviews at the concert's intermission. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Colleen Cook.